This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Can I tell you one thing that I'm sick of? BT&T back on the fan. We'll get back to you. Close. We'll have Jermaine Illuminato coming up in just a little bit. One thing that I am sick of, the comparisons with Freeman's home run in game one versus Kirk Gibson. Like, dude, it's
I hear you, but did you see the timestamp? Did you see the location?
On.
I mean, it was pretty amazing, dude.
All right, but as far as importance or like situation, Freddie Freeman, I know he's not 100% healthy. He's not Kirk Gibson, who was pinch hitting, hobbled against the best closer in the sport, against a team that many thought was superior.
Yeah.
Like, this is totally different. This is Freddie Freeman with the bases loaded, so the Yankees were already screwed, with the Yankees going with Nestor Cortez, who's one of their last guys out of the bat. Like, they, come on. Like, and I'm all for the big moment. Let's not minimize Kirk Gibson's all-time World Series home run. I did not feel that with Freddie Freeman's grand slam. Cool moment, sure. Not an all-time moment like Kirk Gibson.
Well, I mean, listen, how much of the Gibson call is who was on the call with Vin Scully?
Yeah.
We were younger. Maybe we process it differently. Maybe not, but I'm just giving you, you know, counterpoints here. I mean, it's my team that got dealt the shot, so I'm not exactly sitting there for, what a cool moment in history. I'm actually pissed as hell.
No, but I like you making the counterpoint.
You know, think about this. Like, and you did see the timestamp, right?
Yes,
like, they were like 30
like
seconds
before,
or 2 minutes, whatever it was, and it was almost at the same exact spot.
And one place I saw it was the exact same time, like 8:37.
I saw 8:37, 8:36. That's why I said about 30 seconds
and then,
to a minute.
Then another place I read it was a couple minutes off.
And Freddie Freeman's a Hall of Famer. He's a Hall of Famer. And, you know, it was the first walk-off grand slam in the history of the World Series, and it's Yankees-Dodgers.
Right. I mean, it was game one, I guess, too.
Pretty huge, man.
I'm trying to read through the play-by-play just to remember what it was in 88. But it was different to me back then.
And you were younger.
But also because of the improbability of Kirk Gibson, a hobbled player who, at least the way that they made it, that they built it up. Let's see. So the score at the time was 1-0.
Was that the score? 1-0?
I didn't think that right. No. I'm sorry. No, it was 4-3.
Yeah, I didn't think it was 1-0. Okay.
Right, 4-3. What the hell's going on? I'm not reading this thing right. Anyway.
What are you looking for? The transcript of Vince Scully's call? What are you looking for?
Yeah. It was 4-3. And then Gibson hit a 2-run homer to make it 5-4. So they were, still trailing in the game. To me, felt different and more improbable. Now, maybe there are metrics that would prove my point, and I don't care about the analytics, but that moment, Gibson hobbled clearly versus Eckersley down a run with one on, game one, bottom of the ninth, felt a little bigger and more improbable that he would hit a home run versus Freddie Freeman, bases loaded against Cortez and the Yankees, even though they were down a run as well.
Well, just think about the visual. Then you have Tommy Lasorda jumping for joy. He's an all-time, you know, character and figure of the game. And I'm not saying Dave Roberts isn't somewhat accomplished. He's a champion, the condensed season back in 2020. But no, I think there's some things that would probably support what you say. There's other things where I'm like, man, that was nuts. And when I strip away the fact that my team got dealt that blow.
I mean, the A's won 104 games. The Dodgers won 94.
That A's team was insane.
Yeah, like, so you're talking about better teams.
And Gibson didn't start. Freddie Freeman started.
Correct. That's my point. Freddie Freeman's the three-hitter on the best team in baseball. And he's facing Nestor Cortez. Kirk Gibson was off the bench. Couldn't even run.
No, Lasorda said you have one swing in you. Well, do you have one swing?
Yeah, right.
One swing.
So couldn't even run
off
the bench, off of facing a team that was significantly better and the best closer in the game. Like, it's like, I get why people are trying.
What if that was off Mariano?
I mean, that's a different story. Now you're talking about all-time great. And probably you're not thinking Mariano's going to give up a home run. Cortez, I mean, before we could even really think about it, the ball was gone. But it's still like...
Because Freddie Freeman's a better player than Kirk Gibson. Kirk Gibson is revered throughout history. But Freddie Freeman is a no-doubt first-base Hall of Famer.
Correct.
Gibson was a good player.
He won an MVP, right?
I believe he has the one.
Okay, right.
But Freeman's numbers dwarf his. I mean, not to disparage Gibson, but he wasn't Freddie Freeman.
Correct.
He wasn't even close.
And that's part of my point. Even if it were Luke Weaver, BT, yeah. I think that it would be more comparable than Eckersley, Gibson, under those circumstances, A's, Dodgers. Like, there's almost nobody in the world thought that that was going to happen, maybe outside of Kirk Gibson and Lasorda themselves. And even them, hey, do you have one swing in you?
Mm-hmm.
And this was Freddie Freeman, bases loaded, Cortez in the game, Yanks on the ropes, even with that lead. And the Dodgers are the better team. So it's just not, to me, like, enough with the comparison. I feel like it's forced almost.
Well, I mean, maybe to some extent, whatever. I always enjoy the historical comparisons, whether you buy them or not. I thought it was interesting, but not over the top. What do you think Gibby's OPS was for his career?
800s?
Close. I mean, at what point?
Like 804, something like 815. That?
815.
Yeah, okay.
815, 255 home runs.
He was a good player.
Only had 1,500 hits.
Yeah.
I mean, now he was hurt a lot. That was the whole thing with Kirk Gibson.
He was a good player. And
Freeman's
at that point,
unbelievable, though.
You know, I don't know, Freddie Freeman's...
What's Freeman at here? Freddie's got already basically 2,300 hits.
By the way, why didn't the Yanks sign Freeman? Remember, it was him or Rizzo? They tried to trade for Matt Olson at the time. Yanks needed the first baseman.
For sure.
There was thought about Matt Olson.
They wanted to trade for.
Didn't happen. Braves traded and extended.
Yeah.
Talk about Freddie Freeman. Didn't get him.
No. I don't know. I don't know how aggressive they were.
And the thought was that, he's not going to leave the Braves. He's not going to leave the Braves. Well, he did leave the Braves.
Yeah. He's.
Imagine how the Yankees' fortunes would be changed had they had Freddie Freeman as opposed to Anthony Rizzo. I'm not trying to knock Rizzo.
His walk-off song. I wish. But you know what's crazy, too? Like, a lot of these moves, I'm going to take even further back from the last home run that you referenced with Gibby and the A's. Like, we romanticize and elevate and all the things that we do with figures from our youth, right? Are you telling me that Freddie Freeman's not better than Steve Garvey? Like, think about all the first basemen from that era.
Yeah, I think he is.
I think he's better than Steve Garvey. Jack Clark's playing first, Hernandez playing first in the NL still at that point. Like, I think Freddie Freeman was without question better than Steve Garvey.
Yeah. I mean, I think that's part of my point. Like, I get it, people are trying to draw the comparison. Oh, look at this happen on this. Like, come on, dude. It was such a different circumstance that it was more shocking. To me, it's just minimizing the significance of the moment from Kirk Gibson versus Eckersley in 88. This was a great moment, not on the level of that.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.